Charles Ray Burress, Burress. He was born 12/22/42. 83-year-old gentleman. He visited at home with shortness of breath. Status post recent right leg above the knee amputation. Period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. He's gone from 135 to 80 pounds. He's totally and completely bedbound. He has beginning of decubitus ulcer. He's not eating very much. He's short of breath and in distress because of air hunger, period. His past medical history is consistent with COPD, severe end stage, requiring oxygen 3.5 liters. With his 3.5 liter oxygen, his O2 sat is only 91%, period. He has advanced emphysema. He has an aortic valve, mechanical aortic valve, which he takes Coumadin for at this time, period. He has peripheral vascular disease, which has caused his leg amputation that was mentioned above by Dr. Besho, period. Patient is short of breath at all times. He's short of breath at rest. Short of breath with activity. Short of breath with speaking. He also has bouts of chest pain. This makes him very anxious, very difficult to deal with, his wife states, period. His medical problems is consistent with anemia, cataracts, status post-replacement, emphysema, foot ulceration, which caused his amputation, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of MI, neuromuscular disorder, neuropathy, O2 dependency, and dysphagia. Patient surgery includes recent hospitalization for right leg above the knee amputation, angioplasty, coronary artery bypass graft, aortic valve replacement, cataract extraction, and vasectomy. Family history, mom died of myocardial infarction, history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, dad died of leukemia. Review of system, as was mentioned above, associated with shortness of breath. Weakness. He's now bedbound, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Weakness. Decubitus ulcer amputation. As was mentioned, stage one decubitus ulcer and status post amputation. He's also very anxious and suffers from air hunger and pain. Medication includes Tylenol number 3, as needed for pain, aspirin 81 milligram a day. Lipitor 40 milligram a day. Breezetree, Brezetri, inhalers, 2 puffs twice a day, and Coumadin per INR. Then he takes Duoneb at least 6 times a day, inhaler, nebulizer treatment. Of course, the 3.5 liter oxygen that was mentioned, lisinopril 5 milligram a day, metoprolol 25 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 milligram nightly, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Meripax 0.25 milligram one a day. The current Coumadin is 2.5 milligram a day. Socially, he has extensive history of smoking in the past, but has not smoked for some time. Never was a heavy drinker. He was a plant manager for 62 years, or for years and years. Him and his wife have been married for 62 years at this time, period. Immunization is up to date. Review of blood results indicates H&H of 11 and 36, consistent with anemia. Glucose 131, protein 5, albumin 2.5, consistent with albumin, protein calorie malnutrition. Recent, yes sir, that's the plan. Recent CTA shows no evidence of pulmonary embolus, advanced central lobular emphysema. Ground glass appearance of the right middle lobe, most likely inflammatory. Chest x-ray is consistent with severe end-stage COPD / emphysema. An examination. O2 sat's 91% on 3.5 liter, pulse 61, respiration is 28, blood pressure 140/98, heart positive, swarm positive, restored, distant heart sounds with ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, he's barely moving any air, abdomen scaphoid, extremity thin, leg amputation right side, pulse is diminished on the left side, severe muscle wasting noted, red inflamed stage 1 decubitus ulcer sacrum. Assessment, 82-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, shortness of breath, anxiety, chronic pain, poaching calorie malnutrition, anemia, bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. His wife is his primary caregiver. Patient wants to be cared for at home. Does not want to go back to the hospital for any reason. He wants to die at home with his wife. His pain is somewhat controlled. He definitely needs medication for anxiety. Also, the relevance of some medication needs to be evaluated, including Lipitor. He's short of breath, debilitated, weak, and requires his nebulizer on a regular basis. My findings today were discussed with Gloria, hospice nurse, who will discuss findings with them. Who will start patient on anxiolytics and nursing evaluation today. Date is for Saturday, August 2nd, please. Thank you. Bye-bye.